As international climate change negotiations continue in Paris, an EPA representative visited Milwaukee on Tuesday. The topic was the Clean Power Plan, the agency's strategy to reduce carbon emissions in the U.S. The EPA anticipates slashing emissions at existing power plants 32% by the year 2030. More than two dozen states, including Wisconsin, have filed suit to try to halt the regulations. We hear a range of perspectives from the Milwaukee gathering. EPA Regional Administrator Susan Hedman has made multiple trips to Wisconsin during the evolution of the Clean Power Plan. This time around, more than 80 people wanted to hear what she had to say. Despite pushback from states that include Wisconsin, Hedman maintains the EPA is acting comfortably within its authority under the Clean Water Act to impose new pollution limits on power plants.
There are huge costs if we don't reduce our carbon emissions in terms of flooding, increased health impacts, and so we need to look at the whole picture.
Hedman says some critics are overestimating the cost of reducing CO2 emissions.
In addition, the Clean Power Plan is going to be a major incentive for technological innovation, and we've seen, I think, already the solar industry and the wind industry taking off, and also the opportunities, the business opportunities for combined heat and power in a state like Wisconsin are huge.
Local businessmen Thomas Schrader is laser beam focused on innovation. He says he's working with a physicist who has perfected and patented a wave generator, and Schrader is about to talk it up in Europe.
It takes the waves and it generates electricity, and it works. The electric company of France is very interested, and they want to know how soon they can have three of them.
Schrader says waves may not be Wisconsin's energy solution, but possibilities abound.
It's there. You got to think about how you're going to get that technology, and just casting aside saying, nah, I don't want to do this. Instead, I want to sue. I want to fight. Let's stop the fighting. Let's stop the suing. Let's all work together to help the problem get solved.
Oscar Block says he can understand the concerns of Wisconsin utilities, but hopes they push forward anyway. He used to work as a regulator with the Wisconsin Public Service Commission.
For several years now, utilities have been in a turmoil about which direction to take in the future as a business. Some people perceive that as a threat. In other words, they're seeing disruptive competition from distributed generation with renewable energy, even competition from too much energy efficiency, lowers their revenues.
Many manufacturers here also worry about how the Clean Power Plan might impact their bottom line if they have to pay more for the energy they need. Patrick Henderson is director of government affairs for Quad Graphics. He did not get any answers on Wednesday.
But I don't have any more clarity in terms of how I should go back with our energy folks and our scheduling folks, who are just scheduling the work around the country, the print work, to be able to go back and tell them we're going to have an advantage in this part of the country or that part of the country.
The printing company was born in Wisconsin, but now operates in 28 states.
We're going to continue to invest in Wisconsin. We've announced 500 new jobs in the state. There's new presses being put. The press just went online in Wisconsin, you know, a couple months ago. And, you know, that's all new work coming into Wisconsin. That's going to happen. Now we just have to hope that the policy doesn't go off in a different direction and hurt our investment decisions.
Henderson says Quad Graphics already pays higher energy costs in Wisconsin than in other states. And while the EPA says states will need to begin meeting new emission limits starting in 2022, Wisconsin's Attorney General's office insists the Clean Power Plan is detrimental to the state's economy. The debate won't end anytime soon. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM.